We'll start this hour with a shocking new report about the opioid epidemic. It says 500,000 people could die because of it over the next decade in this country. It comes from our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Meanwhile, President Trump's commission on the opioid crisis blew past its first deadline this week when a preliminary report was scheduled to be released but wasn't. Lev Fasher is a reporter with STAT and joins us from Washington. Hi, Lev.
Hi, Jeremy.
And to start, tell us a bit more about this report from STAT that the opioid epidemic could kill 500,000 people over the next 10 years.
Yeah, this is coming from a reporter for us down in Atlanta, Max Blau, who is reporting that overdoses kill more Americans under age 50 than any other cause of death. And the big takeaway is that a lot of university experts think essentially that this crisis is going to get worse before it gets better. There are some high-end and low-end estimates, but folks are essentially saying that this is a crisis decades in the making, and it's going to take more than just a few years to wind it down.
And there are a lot of people trying to figure out solutions for this, including this commission working for President Trump, which you wrote about this week. What were they supposed to do?
So President Trump in March convened this five-member bipartisan commission meant to address the opioid crisis. And when he convened the commission via executive order, he gave it 90 days to submit a preliminary report on federal strategies to address the crisis. The 90th day was yesterday, Tuesday, and no report was filed. But that's not very surprising, given that they only met for the first time about 2 weeks ago. So people who have been involved in that process are actually very happy with Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who is chairing the panel, think that he really has his head and heart in the right place. But it's again, not surprising that given the timetable with which they started their work, they did miss that preliminary deadline, and they're supposed to submit a final report by October.
Are they explaining why they only met for the first time 2 weeks ago when this is such an important topic?
You know, the president didn't announce the commission members on the date he announced the existence of the commission that would be chaired by Governor Christie. So, no, there's no official explanation. Again, I think people are happy with the direction of that commission, if not the pace. Then again, there are also people who are very skeptical that the commission can actually tell them anything new. People see this more as a medical crisis, as a funding and a resource crisis, not necessarily as a crisis that stems from lack of information.
Well, that brings us to the healthcare bill that has been moving through the Senate, although now it's delayed. A vote on it is delayed until after the July 4th recess. But there's been a backlash against the bill in part because of proposed Medicaid cuts that would impact addiction treatment.
Right. And there are some states where Medicaid reimbursement levels for all drug addiction costs and drug treatment costs exceed 50%, which is to say that if you roll back Medicaid eligibility and just availability of services funded by Medicaid, it's pretty tough to argue that there isn't going to be an adverse impact down the line for people who are struggling to get and pay for addiction treatment. And that's something that this commission is struggling with. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina said at one point during its first meeting that it would be naive, essentially, to ignore what's happening in Congress in the broader context of the debate surrounding the opioid crisis. And within that bill, there's a $2 billion dedicated fund pushed hard by two senators from West Virginia and Ohio, Shelley Moore Capito and Rob Portman. Advocates for treatment, advocates for recovery, really say that doesn't come anywhere near the amount that would be needed to overcome the cuts in future Medicaid spending.
Hmm.
And even if it did, even if it was a much larger number in the realm of $100 or $200 billion, there simply wouldn't be as good an infrastructure to spend it as exists now via Medicaid and community clinics and the way folks get reimbursed for treatment.
Who else is working on the issue of opioids in this country? Are there other commissions out there that are meeting their deadlines?
The White House Commission is clearly supposed to be running point on this crisis. There are a couple congressional actions that happened during the previous Congress that are just getting moving now. There was about $500 million in appropriations authorized via the 21st Century Cures Act, which is one of the last pieces of legislation the previous Congress passed that just got awarded, I believe, in April. So there's money that's been appropriated. There are efforts underway that are just getting rolling. When you do anything on this scale, it's not instant, and the spending takes a while to filter down to states and to communities. There are other efforts. This is something that a lot of governors and that legislators from around the country care about. Yesterday, I went to a press conference with the bipartisan Heroin Task Force, which is a group of several dozen members of the House of Representatives who are pushing a package of legislation to address the opioid crisis. There's some money in it. It's not really on the same scale. We're talking in the hundreds of millions and not billions. But there are different efforts in terms of privacy laws, in terms of displaying addiction history and medical records, in terms of adding some CDC grants to fund prevention efforts. So there are some efforts, but no, the White House Commission is supposed to be the authority nationally on this crisis.
That's Lev Fasher, who's a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Lev, thank you.
Thanks.